Tommy Morneau. Morneau takes it coast to coast, up for the layup, in no good. Rebound, Andrew Sutton, and this one's blocked by Dalton Oakey, and he gets the rebound, but it's stolen away by Tommy Morneau, and he puts it in for 2 points. We have a whistle on the other end. On the floor is Jared Brown.
Ball's going to be on Jared Brown. That'd be number 3 on him.
That's the 3rd for Jared Brown, so he's walking over to the bench already. He knows he's sitting down, and Holeski replaces him.
That's why he's the captain. He's the coach on the floor. He knew he was coming out.
Seaman inbounding for Harbor Beach to Austin Sells, top of the key. He wants that 3. He can't get it off, though, being guarded by Morneau. Seaman dribbles into the lane. Fadeaway jump shot off the mark. Rebound, Dalton Oakey. The putback is good. Oakey with 4 points. That's his 3rd rebound on the night. Tommy Morneau at the free throw line. Over to John Messing. Dribbles once. Back up to Holeski. Top of the key. Bend in the hands of Tommy Morneau. Being guarded by Seaman. Dribbles to his right. All the way down to the corner and retreats. Feeds it into Andrew Sutton against Oakey. Goes up for it. Blocked by Dalton Oakey. And rebound Josh Schilke. Good defensive position and possession by Harbor Beach. Trailing by 9, 39-30, Harbor Beach with the ball. Seaman, left wing for 3, it is up, it's no good. Rebound Austin Seltz, and he resets the offense. Into Dalton Oakey, the give and go is good, and he gets the touch to fall. Oakey with 6, Harbor Beach trails by 7. Tommy Renoa drives right down the lane, it is blocked, and we have a foul. More than likely against Dalton Oakey, and that'll be his 3rd. And it is again Dalton Oakey. That's his 3rd personal foul. The 1st team foul for Harbor Beach in the 2nd half. 1 foul apiece for both squads. 5:43 left in the 3rd. Tommy Morneau at the line shooting 2 points. 2 shots. It appears that Josh Schilke has some blood on his uniform. He's to Jeff Kozel, the official, now talking with Ron Rubel.
Looks like somebody's going to give up their jersey.
It's more like you're going to be the younger brother, James Schilke. So they're off to the locker room to switch out. Blood on his uniform is the official word from the officials. Thank you.
Looks like Jason Gaffke just checked in. Now, no time has come off. There's no timeout.
And we're sitting here waiting for the first free throw from Tommy Morneau still. And Josh Schilke now checks back
right
in.
Right now we have a search for who's got blood.
Who's on first? I don't know. He's on 2nd. Actually, he's on 3rd.
I don't know. That's right. Third base.
What? That just describes this whole broadcast tonight, folks. Absolutely crazy.
It looks like Schilke is going to be wearing 20. That's not a big change because it was Jimmy that had it, and now Josh, the older brother.
That's brotherly love right there.
Yeah, that is.
Now the officials are trying to explain this to the...
All we need is mom to go ahead and get some spray and wash and just kind of wash the blood out.
All right. Just got the official language here. Time has to come off the clock before Josh Schilke can come in.
Yes.
First free throw from Tommy Renault is good.
And with all that waiting, there was absolutely no problem with Tommy Morneau at the foul line. He calmly just went ahead and sunk one. And
let's get things going here. I'll make it regardless. 2nd free throw, yes. He has 19 points. 41-32. Banax by 9. 5:40 left in the 3rd. Seaman at the right wing, dribbles into the lane, and is stripped away by Morneau. Loose ball all over the place. Jump ball, bad axe possession.
And in comes Josh Schilke wearing Jimmy's number.
So Josh Schilke, technically number 20 for those keeping score at home, replaces Dalton Oakey. He has 3 fouls. Bad axe gets the inbound, 90 feet from her own hoop. Tommy Morneau brings it up for the Hatchets. 5.5 to play in the 3rd. Morneau in the lane, kicks it back out to Holeski. Holeski dribbles to his left. Now Martin Messing. And Morneau takes the 3 off the mark. Rebound. Martin Messing gets the rebound. He missed the shot, though, and the 2nd one's rebounded by Josh Schilke. Schilke brings it up the court. Top of the key. goes in for the layup, left side off balance, no good. Rebound, Martin Messick. Harwich has out-rebounded Bad Axe in this third quarter, 7-3. And now we have an intentional foul. No, just on the arm.
I was wondering if John was going to get a technical for slapping the ball on the floor.
That's the third foul against John Messick. So Derek Geiger replaces John Messing on the court.
And all John was just disappointed he picked up his third.
As Josh Shelke was trying to bring it up the court. So Harbich gets the ball on the sideline, right side of your radio. Shelke gets the inbound to the left wing. Shelke pops the three. No, rebound at Derek Geiger. Here comes Harbich. Time to Renault, right block, goes up for the shot. This one's good. Tommy Renault showing what he does best. 21 points for him. Jason Gaffke on the other side of the court goes up for the shot from the left block. He is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots. And the foul is against number 35, Andrew Sutton. That's his second foul. Bad Axe's third of this half. Jason Gaffke's first free throw. This one's good. Gaffke with 4 points, two of those coming from free throws. 4:37 left in the third. Second one's no good, and Gaffke's going to draw the foul on the reach-in on the rebound. That'll be Gaffke's second foul, Harbich's second team foul. So with a 10-point difference right now, 43-33, Bad Axe leads. And we have an open door in the corner, which is shining brightly in. Well, this is the first time we've had a problem of sunlight in the season.
Yes, there is a sun out there.
What?
And the snow is melting.
So we have a small delay of game here.
Well, essentially, Clark, what we've done is we played 3.5 minutes.
And Josh Shelke and Jimmy Shelke are going back into the locker
room. Another switcheroo, huh?
To do the old switcheroo here again.
3.5 minutes in, and Bad Axe has increased their advantage by one.
1 point. Derek Geiger inbounds the time or no. Here comes Harbich. Sutton goes up with a shot. He is fouled on the way up. He'll go to the line for two shots. This will be a foul against Jason Gaffke, his third. They change shorts this time. Next time in the locker room, they're going to change shoes. Good thing they have the same shoes. First free throw from Andrew Sutton is up and good. This is just sitting bizarre, folks. 9 points for Andrew Sutton. 11-point lead for Harbich. Or excuse me, for Bad Axe. Harbich's Josh Shelke replaces Devin Lemanski.
Well, this game has everything for everybody, I'll tell you.
Second free throw for Andrew Sutton. No good. Rebound. Gaffke playing with three fouls. 4.5 to play in the third. 44-33. Bad Axe by 11. Seaman, top of the key, dribbles into the lane, kicks over to Gaffke, goes up for the shot. He is fouled, and looks like he hurt his ankle a little bit, but he's up and moving a little bit. Bad Axe foul will be the fourth team foul for the Hatchets. The third against Andrew Sutton. At some point here, at the rate this game's going, we'll just say everyone gets a sixth foul. We'll Oprah this. Now we're going through TSA pre-checks, and every player in the lane waiting for this free throw, hold your hands up above above your head. Show us if you're bleeding. This is this is starting to rank up there with that North Huron Owen Gage game we did, John. Just bizarre. 4:19 left in the third.
I didn't think anything would beat that one.
And this is only Wednesday. You have a game after this too, John.
That's true. Midnight.
Jason Gaffke, first free throws. No good. Ben Sutton replaces Andrew Sutton. Takes his time coming off the court. So out there for Bad Axe right now. Martin Messing, Haleski, Ben Sutton, Tommy Morneau, and Derek Geiger. Second free throw from Jason Gaffke is good. It's now back down to 10, 44-34, 4:15 left in the third. Tommy Morneau against Seaman, goes in the lane, pulls up for the mid-range jump shot, and this one's smooth as silk. 46-34, Bad Axe leading by 12. Over to Seltz, left corner. Dribbles once up to Gaffke at the free throw line. Drives in the lane, dives to the lane, goes